Coronavirus outbreaks in nursing homes are prompting questions about whether more people will care for loved ones at home. As WUSF's Delina Miller reports, the number of family caregivers in the U.S. already increased by 9.5 million from 2015 to 2020.
The first federal coronavirus bill included money for the National Family Caregiver Support Program. But the family's first Coronavirus Response Act didn't include more paid leave for caregivers unless their loved one has COVID-19. Grace Whiting is president of the National Alliance for Caregiving. She says the pandemic is making things worse for caregivers.
I think the pandemic presents an opportunity for us to really make the case that caregivers are the backbone of our long-term care system, our health care system, and our social care system, and they need help.
The report shows family caregivers are in worse health compared to 5 years ago and struggling more financially. Delina Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.